Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty, self-doubt, stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
G.I. Joe Sigma 6, code name for a highly trained special mission force. Its objective, stop Cobra, stop Cobra.
Sigma 6, be a hero.
G.I. Joe will turn the tide.
Be a hero.
Sigma 6 is on your side.
Be a hero.
Be the best of the best.
Whenever there's a mission, G.I. Joe is there.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to your favorite G.I. Joe podcast show. Can you believe it? We're doing it. Wrapping up G.I. Joe Sigma 6. This is episode 26 of 26, 24. I don't even know anymore. It's episode something. Anyway, it's the last episode of Sigma 6, and I am excited to be here. This is Knowing is Half the Podcast, and I am Ray Stakanis.
I am Robert Clark Chan, and I'm going back through to find the last time we did a Sigma 6.
Good luck.
It was because I just updated the spreadsheet November 8th. So it has been more than 4 months since we last did the last episode of this. So if anybody remembers anything, good luck to you.
This, I'm Gina Ippolito. This is episode 26. Had no idea who any of these characters were.
Oh my
I
God.
Forgot what G.I. That's- Joe was.
It was only 4 months ago, and you've done this show for nearly a decade now. What is happening?
I thought we were watching an episode of the Squidbillies and was very surprised. 10 years of my life doing this. Dear God.
And you reference a cartoon that hasn't been on the air for at least 10 years.
We're all trying to get back to happier times when Squidbillies was on the air.
Culture. Oh, little did I know back then how I'd long for the Squidbilly days. Yeah. Go fig. I had beautiful red hair back then.
It's like that whole Matrix thing where you're like, oh God, 1999, that couldn't possibly be as good as it got. Oh shit.
Oh, it's so sad. And I had beautiful red hair, Gina. It was just on my face. It hadn't all turned weird colors yet.
Ugh.
Sorry. Sorry to let you down, Gina.
I meant every part of this bit disgusting.
This show is an aging population. Oh, my Lord. Anyway, we have a very special guest. We've been trying to book this out, and the person in question, you know, his management, his agencies are very difficult to get through. That being said, we finally have him here. We've been trying to book him, quite honestly, for 10 years now. And this being the final episode of G.I. Joe Sigma 6, the anime-inspired G.I. Joe property from the mid-2000s, we finally got him. Hashtag, we got him! Mission accomplished. Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined today in person by the one and the only Cobra Commander himself. Cobra Commander, welcome to the show.
Greetings, citizens. It is my pleasure to be here. Ray. Can I call you Ray Ray?
If you have to.
Please.
Thank you.
I'm going to from now on.
should we be platforming this man? Are we as bad as Jimmy Fallon?
Well, you know, I'm not going to tussle his mask. I'm going to say
Hold on a second. Back up. Platforming this man. Yes. I was once a man.
All right, yeah. Get down. We got it. We all needed.
That's right.
Did you invite me here to insult me?
No,
Not even a little bit.
This feels like Charlie Rose all over again.
I was actually talking about, should we continue to platform Ray? It's been 10 years. Haven't we heard enough from him?
Well, you can always check out my other podcast, the MR Ray Show.
Oh, my God.
You can always go over there. A lot of special. I'm actually having Destro on that show a couple of weeks from now. I don't mean to lay it all out there now.
Is that like I Am Weasel, the MR Ray?
It's very, very close. You know, it's been said that if you really want to get a big audience with a big platform, you have to just start skewing all your material as deeply to the right as possible. And so while, you know, I may not feel that way in normal life, the MR Ray Show is about a quote unquote character that I have created that just happens to lean that way. Compared to knowing it's after the podcast, the MR Ray Show gets 5 million views a day. So I'm just saying it's worth it.
The
Do you have a silent T at the end of your name too?
I do.
Ray Bear Rapport or something like that.
Only one person calls me Ray Bear, and I won't have it any other way.
Oh, reminds me of Dr. Mindbender.
Is there a T at the end of Mindbender as well?
Oh, there's a lot at the end of Dr. Mindbender. I don't know what it means.
So, Cobra Commander, first off, I have to ask you, what have you been up to these days? It's been a hot minute since you ended Sigma 6.
Well, I mean, that Sigma 6 you keep talking about, it's a lovely show, but that was from a time when there were these documentarians that kept coming by asking us questions about our exploits, and it's a wonderful interpretation. It's, what is his name? Mark Thompson did a wonderful portrayal of me on the big screen, but they get it all wrong, you know? Like any sort of, have you seen the Civil War? That's not how that went down. Wonderful music, though. I mean, sometimes it borders on slander. They've got me screaming and constant. Like, they never once mentioned my writing, my poetry. It's just a school Destro, you carbon copies of identical idiots.
You know, sometimes I long for the simpler times of Cobra Commander and his watercolor artwork before President Serpentor took over.
That's true.
She gets it. Oh, the love of... I mean, we get bad press all over the place. Cobra is... I mean, you're calling us a terrorist organization. The very name is slander. Luke Skywalker was a terrorist, technically, yet you all worship him.
Yeah, and Luke Skywalker killed a lot more people than Cobra did, just for the record.
They don't kill any people. Thank you. Secret. Look, those lasers, the blue lasers and the red lasers, they don't actually cause any harm. They're only impulses.
I've heard there have been studies that have shown that extended exposure to red and blue lasers does cause cancer in some patients.
This sounds like Dr. Manhattan shit, where it's not really Dr. Manhattan doing it. It's the people who want to get rid of them.
Oh, wow. It's just a conspiracy.
Those studies were reversed. The red lasers actually shrink cancer cells.
Wow.
In the process of battle, we're actually doing some good. Let me ask you a question. You guys are big, for lack of a better term, G.I. Joe fans, yes?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I will say yes, and I'll be the only one to say yes.
What does his tank stand for, Ray Ray?
His tank? Oh, no.
Oh, you know this.
What if I look it up? Am I allowed to look it up? I honestly, Cobra Commander, I have let down
Imperial,
the team.
Hi, I'm super sassy.
Oh, God.
Yeah. High impact, super sassy vehicle.
Wrong.
Dang it.
Hybrid, integrated, sustainable systems. We had hybrid cars in the early 80s.
Wow.
Oh, crap.
That is...
I heard people are going around and keying the hiss tanks now, though, and
oh boy,
setting the hiss tank places on fire and bombing
tell me
them.
About it, sister. Sometimes raccoons think that they're dumpsters. And they try to break into the backs. We were so ahead of the curve here, but no one talks about that. They talk about subterranean reptiloids or whatever else.
I mean, I often talk about the underground spas that Cobra had. and the Cobra health
Life
benefits.
Magazine.
Cobra Life Cobra Magazine. Life
God.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, you join Cobra for the perks. You join it for the spas. You join it for Cobra. Like, honestly, the original series of G.I. Joe really made Cobra make me think working at a job would be cool.
You know, if you don't mind me going on a tangent here. For
please do.
Look at that old show. That was probably the most accurate of the documentaries that were produced about our particular organization. The comics got some stuff really right, too. I did sell some used cars at some point in my career. But Cobra, as an organization, has always been accepting of all manners of people. Look at G.I. Joe. Everybody's just cookie cutters, square jaws, and walking about being all, that's the patriarchy at work, let me tell you.
Truth.
Cobra accepts all. You don't even need to wear a shirt. Everyone was welcome. That was decades ago.
There, yeah, Cobra's wearing masks long before we had pandemics.
That's right. Yeah.
There's no flu in Cobra bases.
You know, that's why our soldiers did, to limit the spread of disease.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Gotta be in the top fighting form. You know, every single time I get laid off from a job, I get a letter asking me if I'd like to join Cobra. Mm. And quite honestly, I want to say yes.
Now, I will say that's a misnomer, because we've never actually fired anyone. It's really hard to find good minions these days. It's not the 80s anymore.
No,
we have
no.
Steered away from that toxic masculinity of Sergeant Slaughter. Who's got to show his biceps out? It's like literally people shooting at him, and he can't put a shirt on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look, if I had Sergeant Slaughter's arms, I would never wear sleeves either. I'll keep it
that
real.
That is true. I mean, credit where credit's due. The guy does the work, and he can reap the rewards from it.
Let's be real. That has turned into fat by now, though. If he doesn't keep it up, it turns into fat. That's how boy. That's
you.
How boy bodies work, Ray.
I don't want to body shame the guy.
What?
We're on the side of righteousness here in Cobra.
Why do I feel like Gina's calling me out right
now? Sounds like coming home.
Wow. I was not expecting to take strays this episode, but I probably should have.
I mean, you should be expecting to take strays every episode. Have you not been paying attention the last 10 years?
Not really.
That's fair.
Anyway, so here we go. The Sigma 6 finale. The official name of this episode is Assault. Assault, ladies and gentlemen. And it begins, and I just wrote, here we go. And then my next comment is, what is this again?
I had no idea, but I'm sad to see it go. I'm sad that all of the G.I. Joe is done now, and there's nothing after this.
No, that's definitely not the case.
It's totally done, and then we're going to have to retire the podcast and fill our pockets with rocks and walk into the ocean.
Well, that's probably going to happen, yeah.
This is what I said like 3 years ago, and then again like 4 years before that, when we finished with Sunbow, I was like, "Cool, we're done, right?" And then you're like, "No, there's this shitty '90s version, and it's been downhill ever since."
No, listen, you guys, you knew from the start that I'm a completist. If I had to watch every single episode of Doctor Who from the 1960s onwards, Jesus, we have to watch every.
You did not have to do that.
I did. Once I started, I had to complete it.
Wow. Gina, never get into soap operas. I got bad news for you.
I'll say this. When this show started, it started out with the previously on, which was very helpful. I did not remember a lick of it, but I do love a weather machine. So you throw one of those in there and like, cool, let's go.
I also didn't remember any of it, and when they were like, oh, they kidnapped world leaders and froze them, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? They kidnapped world leaders and froze them.
They did. They kidnapped. It's a similar plot to Batman the movie 1966.
Yes, I know. They even have ice puns in it.
Yeah. And they all the frozen leaders, and I didn't understand why kidnapping like 15 leaders suddenly, like, the countries, if you die on the job, Your employer will find a replacement the next day. I don't understand why these the world gets paralyzed by these 15 people going missing.
Okay,
but
wait.
I did remember. Yes.
To be fair, I am willing to kidnap all the world leaders and freeze them and just see what happens. I think we're at the point where drastic measures are needed.
Pro ice machine, whatever we're talking about before.
You know what? Let's give it a try.
A quick question for your freezing plans. If you
yes,
mind.
Cobra Commander.
Why freeze them? What are you going to do with them later that you need to keep them fresh?
I assume I'm going to eat them eventually.
Interesting. Cannibalism.
I mean, I figure like Jabba had a plan. Like if it just looks nice, you know, I will take down my picture of dogs playing D&D. And put up a frozen Macron, you know, whatever, Trudeau or what have, whatever we got. Honestly, I mean, if I got to go down the list, I don't get like the top dudes. If I don't get a Putin or whatever, I'll take a president of Zambia or whatever.
So it's mostly the feng shui of your living room to have these world leaders hung on the wall. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus, I mean, it's hot in the valley. All right.
Oh, that's true.
This is the point. Like, yeah.
To cool me off, man. Just a big old chunk of ice.
Try living next to the Earth's core.
I don't, Chan. I think you better check with your spouse before you start putting frozen world leaders in your home.
They're
I don't,
fine. They'll
I don't
fine
think they're going to be that cool with it. I remember when you were forced to get rid of all your comics because there was no room for them. I don't think frozen world leaders are going to fly.
Look. If I have to make room in the storage room, I'll do it. I mean,
you're not keeping Macron in the storage room. What are we talking about right now? That is high art. At least turn him into a coffee table or something.
Ooh. You might not keep Macron in there, but you could definitely keep Alexander Lukashenko in there.
No, if you get Viktor Orban, he probably goes in there. He probably goes in the storage unit. I get that, sure.
Put him in the shed.
Listen, I'm the terrorist. People are monsters.
I've got
a world vision. I think I'm doing the right thing. I'm not like Skeletor or something. But you guys are just talking about hanging Macron like he's a...
like a decorative vase, yeah.
No. Go on, please. I want to hear more.
Well, look, to finish the recap, Cobra has come up with another weather dominator, which is how you know that maybe Sigma 6 is out of ideas.
Yeah, when they go back to the original idea.
When they go back to, like, yeah, the second miniseries with the weather
also,
dominator.
Loki, there is no better name for an evil plan than a weather dominator.
Oh, no.
They call it a weather machine.
It weather sucks, machines. Yeah.
Kind of bullshit.
Exactly. There's that fake news again.
There it is.
It all depends on what you call it. You say a weather dominator, and I'm saying we're stopping hurricanes from ruining entire cities. We have control.
I mean,
it's all about the branding.
To civilization. No, it's a dominator.
There is a snake NATO in this episode, which is a tornado shaped like a snake.
Oh, yes.
I feel like that falls more on the dominator side of things than just a machine.
Branding is everything.
I got questions about that. So there were two Cobra Terradromes, one at the North Pole, one at the South Pole. The one at the North Pole is the one we're dealing with in this episode, and that has all the leaders. It's got a Storm Shadow, a Cobra Commander, you're there, Destro, Baroness, Firefly, and even Overkill is there at some point, which was great to see him in the body form.
God bless him.
But Snake Eyes was captured in the South Pole, but then when the South Pole Terradrome got blown up in the last episode. And what Cobra Commander, I just had a question about the methodology here. How much did this documentary get it right? If you have two equally valuable Terradromes at each pole that both control the evil scheme, how come you put every single one of your top tier leaders and soldiers at one of them and had the other one purely automated defenses and one guy?
Here we go again. Look, it's a fun show. We all loved it. We watched it. We cheered for the good guys, whatever those are. But we only put two Terradromes at either pole because the poles are ready to shift. North becomes South. South becomes North. All of Pangea will reform if we did not do something. Cobra scientists have saved the world countless times since the early 80s.
It's true.
But so, who doesn't want you to know that? Big science. That's who. They want to keep you subservient.
You're talking about Pangea, like bringing all the continents back together.
Yeah.
Might I pitch busting up the United States into, I don't know, as many pieces as you can so that, like, we can hang over here with the cool people and let other parts of the country just sort of drift off into the Atlantic?
I can't abide by this. See, Cobra doesn't want to separate people. We only want to bring them together under a single ruler, which just happens to be me.
I mean, not too different than what the United States has become in the year 2025.
I mean, things can't get worse, so I'm willing to give it a shot.
Yeah, I think it's time to give Cobra Commander a chance in the high command. I'll say it.
Interesting. So you're reviewing this show that clearly slanders us, but deep down inside, you are all Cobra.
Deep down, I've got a Crimson Guard red uniform in my closet. I'll say that.
Excellent, Ray Ray.
It's been a rough 40 years, is all I'm going to say.
I have shifting loyalties based on which character in which documentary has the best cartoon butt.
It's true.
Cartoon butt.
Yeah.
Have you seen those tight blue pants, baby?
And that opens up
the faith.
That opens up the episode. We're focused on the North Pole, new pole, new Terradrome. And Firefly has suddenly joined. He's just at the North Pole now, which I thought was fantastic. And he brought Snake Eyes with him. And I said, maybe this is the problem, is you relied on one guy to hold down an entire base from an army of G.I. Joe while everybody else is at the other one. But he gets that base blown up, Cobra Commander, but he got Snake Eyes, so Cobra Commander could not be happier.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Cobra Commander starting this in a good place. He has Snake Eyes, who is frozen, and his three trainees. Right? Doesn't he have his three trainees?
His three trainees.
Yeah, doesn't is it like the people that work for Snake Eyes?
Oh, the ninjas. No, the ninjas, he didn't capture the ninjas. The ninjas are they stayed at the South Pole. They have to be picked up later.
Yeah, because they're with Tunnel Rat and
Tunnel Rat is a ninja now somehow.
No.
Now, look, I don't agree, but it's right there.
You'd mentioned it being in a good place, the good place. I have a bone to pick with that show, The Good Place. Have you seen it?
It's Jan's favorite show, so this might be the thing that drives him away.
It's a brilliant show, but it was better when it was called Springfield. Have you seen that two-episode arc?
I mean, you make a good point.
I mean, it's the same damn thing.
That's true.
Please go on.
I was going to say any emotional and mental torture episode I can get behind.
And to be fair,
Shipwreck was like Artax times 10.
Yeah, and The Good Place never featured like main characters melting into bubble gum and popsicle sticks
because they were cowards.
I believe it was bubble gum and potato chips.
Oh, potato
gray,
chips, excuse
because
me.
That's what causes the goopy gray
that was
breakdown.
The synthesoids.
The synthoids, yeah.
Yeah, but they created his wife and his daughter, and then at the end they were like, psych.
And then they try to kill him with a bazooka. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
Smilex was a subsidiary of that.
I feel like we could say that The Good Place was like maybe an homage or possibly even a remake of Welcome to Springfield. It's a spiritual successor. Nothing.
Just add it to the list of things that ripped off G.I. Joe right next to Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm. I'm just happy Ted Danson's getting work again. I mean, right? The man is brilliant.
So much.
Have you seen the new show on Netflix that he's on?
I watched the pilot.
He's in the old age home.
Yes.
It's good.
So good.
It's quite good.
Oh, sorry.
It's good. Yeah.
Yes.
I like
Cobra Commander likes your show. I think that's a high stamp. They should put that on the DVD art.
I could listen to Sam Malone recite the phone book.
And he's got a mean curveball.
He'll always be Sam to me.
Oh, absolutely. Now, look, so Cobra Commander, the South Pole base has been destroyed.
Oh, yes, Firefly. Right. I should shut up.
Firefly is
no,
finished.
Please don't.
I'm only
please
here to
don't.
Put the record back on the track. Flip it over.
Just,
But you don't blame Firefly for losing the base. You blame Destro's automated defenses and call him under the wreck. And you basically blame Destro's automated defenses and not the one person who was trying to hold it down. At first, I thought that was wild to me. But then when I started thinking about it further, the reason you only had one person at the base is because you expected those automated defenses to hold it down.
I mean, you would think that, yes. Yeah. I mean, given the tools that you have from watching the show in the way that it was conveyed to you, but what that was really on about was me and Destro were having troubles at the time. Baroness was, she was making me very confused. And,
I get that.
It was just a little bit of a tension, so I sent Destro on this one-man mission to get him away from the place for a while. But true love cannot be squashed, no matter how many red lasers you shoot at it. So eventually I just let them, you know, go off into the sunset together. But there was that time.
Yeah. And, I feel that.
This put is that on a Hallmark card, honestly.
Yes. You got to shoot your shot.
Again, Cobra is about bringing people together. True. Love fuels the pterodrome.
This all holds up.
How's that?
So we cut back to the G.I. Joe team, and they say, Lieutenant Stone, go pick up Tunnel Rat and the ninjas. And in my head, I write, or don't.
Yeah, we could skip.
Leave it to South Pole. That's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think anyone would miss them. Leave them there and then bring back Tomax and Zaymot instead from wherever they've been for this entire series.
They're coming back in one of these shows. I did read that.
They better, because I'm sick of a Tomax and Zaymot less G.I. Joe.
I want to say they come back.
Though, I really liked Tunnel Rat in this portrayal. This.
Oh, God.
We are going to fight.
That Michael Cintanicolas is quite a virtuoso.
This is wonderful. This is what's going to make me turn against terrorism.
Even in the original show, he was... I always thought he would have done better on our side.
Interesting. Well, if we continue policies, that could probably happen soon enough.
I just want to. I was very happy that Overkill. He's the only thing really that saves this entire series for me because he's just so friggin' over the top. He's a robot.
I'm overloading. The bumbling organic fool did it.
It's just like, I don't know, Harvey Firestein, if you were a robot. It's every time he talks, it's just magnificent.
Now, do you think that Overkill in this show, because, I mean, do you think it's the same Overkill that was the cassette tape that turned into the Tyrannosaurus Rex that went into Soundwave's chest?
Oh, snap.
Soundwave's another...
I love this conspiracy theory.
I mean, they've got the same name.
Yeah, and the consciousness could go into different bodies. We've seen Overkill in G.I. Joe go through different body forms. Chan, I think there's something here.
I got to start connecting
the crossover intended.
And let's not forget, Cobra Commander, you appeared in an episode of Transformers linking those two worlds together.
Indeed.
Yep. Yep.
I gotta say, Old Snake, though, was a kind of a weird thing to call me. You could just call me Cobra Commander or just Snake or whatever, but Old Snake.
Well, you were
it
undercover.
It really was some disrespect.
Talented Snake or attractive Snake. No, it's Old Snake.
I'm just glad they didn't call you Solid Snake. That would have been very confusing.
Oh, no. Not after the burritos I ate tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
That was before the show we were talking about that, right?
Now look,
Carne Asada.
Tunnel Rat does something
smart.
Back
to the show, please, Ray.
We're not doing burritos. Tunnel Rat planted a tracker on Firefly. I already don't believe it. I think the prop team did it, and he's just taking credit for it.
Wait, can we? This is, I requested a sound grab earlier.
Oh, yes.
And I would preface it by saying it is the most egregious thing these ears have ever heard.
Tunnel Rat, you are a genius. What?
I that want upset me. To kill everyone.
Yeah, that was not cool, man. They say Tunnel Rat planted a tracker on Firefly. The first sensible thing he's done this entire series, right? And then like 15 seconds later, Tunnel Rat's talking to the ninja team, Jinx and Kamakura, and he says, hey guys, you know what I did? I planted the tracker on Firefly. It's like we as the audience already have that information, Tunnel Rat. Shut up now. You're bragging and I don't like it.
He's also going to dine out on this one line for the next 10 years. We've all got that one friend that's like, remember when you guys called me a genius?
Oh,
And then everyone's going to be like, Tunnel Rat, that was 9 years ago. You've eaten 8,000 bugs since then and accidentally, you've gotten 10 DUIs and accidentally run over 18 children.
Like 20 seconds later that he says,
right on, my ninjas.
Nope.
Oh, boy.
Anybody who says my ninjas deserves to be strung up.
And now that I'm hearing it.
They are literally his ninjas, though.
That's not what he's saying.
No, that is not what he means at all.
When white people say my ninjas, they are not saying my ninjas.
What are they saying, Chan?
You're not going to make me say it. Not on this show.
Wait, is there another show you are going to say it?
Yes.
Yes, on my Chan the Black Panther podcast, not the Marvel superhero.
This is why you'll never be president.
I am not touching this with a 10-foot python.
Oh my gosh. What's wild is I can hear the Sinter Nicholas voice now, a star of the Venture Brothers. In Tunnel Rat, and I had not heard it this entire time as we've been watching this show, did I realize, unless I've said it before, that he is also that person, and I'm kind of mad at myself now.
I stopped listening to you.
Michael Sinter Nicholas, look at that. That's absolutely wild to me. Anyway.
Brilliant thespian.
He's a absolutely wonderful actor, and now
a wonderful person, too.
Almost
he
feel
spent
bad.
Some time at the Teledrome at some point.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Of course. Visiting dignitaries.
That's good to know. Honestly, like, I hate him slightly less now. Because I hate the character, love the voice actor. Is that a thing? Is that?
Because there are a lot of really, really questionable direction choices in the show.
But that's not his fault. He is a brilliant actor. I'm good. You know what? I take it all back. Tunnel Rat, favorite character now.
Thank you.
That was a real short arc.
I'm all the way back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so Sigma 6 is headed to the North Pole, and Duke says something very smart. He says Cobra is trying to take over the world right now, which means all their forces are stretched thin, which means their base is going to be somewhere, because they don't expect us to know where it is. This is a great point to attack them and take out the head of the snake, if you will. Good plan by G.I. Joe. And in the middle of all of this, my other favorite character, Long Range, who they decided at some point midway through this Sigma 6 show that he was going to be Latino and just changed every bit of his dialogue to reflect that one fact about him. The only thing they want to even mention about him, because there's really nothing else to this character other than Long Range is lean and mean. Chan, could I please hear 601?
Well, your plan sounds pretty risky to me, amigo. This is like throwing a fiesta and we're the piñata. Thanks, but no thanks, compadre. Woof.
He does it every episode, though.
I don't feel like, maybe he just didn't talk in the first season.
No, starting at about like 6 or 8 episodes ago. He just started cramming it in at the end of a sentence or the middle of a sentence. They'll just like jam in one
No, you know what? I can tell you what this is. If you would like to know what this is,
I would love to know.
This is a group of execs on the cartoon saying, "Hey, you know what? We are doing really great in the Hispanic demographic. What they'd like to see is a character that represents them." And then the storyboard artist said, "Well, we can't. We don't have time to design a whole new character." And the merch team said, "Yeah, we've already got the bodies out for the toys. We can't just paint another body." And so they said, is there a character that's like maybe ethnically ambiguous?" And they were like, "Well, I guess we got this one." And they're like, can you throw a couple of like words at the end there that will make people think, "Hey, he's been Hispanic the whole time." And then the writers were like, "Yeah, fine, whatever."
I can attest to the power of representation. It has meant so much to me when I've seen Asian characters growing up, like seeing, you know, the random Asian character in a show. If they tried to pull this on me, I would be effing furious. I just imagine a little 6-year-old me going, "The fuck is this?"
Blame the TV execs. It's them.
Guys, impromptu file card. I just found the long range file card.
They were still doing file cards?
Well, we are today.
No, I meant they were still making them at this point.
Oh, no, absolutely. This is 1989 when Long Range character came out, well before Sigma 6.
I see.
He was the driver of the Thunderclap vehicle, one I'm not familiar with too much. I'd have to look it up. But he apparently never grasped simple arithmetic, but he did master complex trigonometric and calculus problems with ease. How about that? That's why he's so good at this trigonometry and artillery stuff. What state, because we'd never get the city, but what state do you think our Latino friend, who, looking at this picture, he looks, he just looks like rock and roll. He just has this very heavy beard that's like red tinted. I'm not sure he was intended to be Latino, but what did the Latino member of Sigma 6, what state did he come from?
Oh my God.
Rock and roll is like desert based, so I'm going to say Arizona.
Arizona, great call.
I was at Santa Fe, New Mexico.
New Mexico. Cobra Commander, do you have a guess on which state the character of Long Range came from?
A state of disarray.
You might be right. Y'all could not be about as far off as possible. The answer is, of course, Rhode Island.
Hey!
I am looking at the figure from 89, and dude is got bright red hair.
He's got my beard from about 10 years ago that I was bragging about earlier.
They intended to be Hispanic in the original iteration.
Telling you, execs, they decided halfway through.
Granted, I don't think this version of Long Range has a beard, just for the record.
But, there's this thing called a razor, and you could have a beard and then...
Have you seen Ray's face? He's not familiar.
No, I know what Ray means. What's sore?
It's those things in your mouth that you get flare up every once in a while.
They come around every so often. You're right.
Wasn't that the name of one of the Falcons from Masters of the Universe?
I like that. Also, my favorite Scott Hall character in the WWE.
Whenever there's a mission, Sigma 6 is there.
Sigma 6!
Storm Shadow approaches! We must defend ourselves! Water projectile! Ready!
Hey, Billy!
You will not pass!
Fine! Then I'll just have to eat your kid's meal!
Wait! What I meant to say was... Welcome!
Now at Burger King, you can read secret codes, launch sling rings, and save the world with G.I. Joe Sigma 6 high-tech gear. There are 4 G.I. Joe Sigma 6 toys in all, one in every kid's meal, featuring healthy choices like applesauce.
Have it your way!
Whenever there's a mission, Sigma 6 is there.
Sigma 6!
And it comes right back to Sergeant Slaughter.
Always should. It always does it as far as I'm concerned. Now look. These Cobra designs, I'll say it right now, the Cobra designs in Sigma 6 are pretty good. They're pretty badass. I like the shape of these fire bat vehicles. I really like the costume. They made some very specific choices to kind of anime them up, with Destro and Cobra Commander and Baroness. And honestly, I think it works.
After having time away, coming back, not like really remembering necessarily the look or anything in particular about designs, like I did enjoy the look of the vehicles. They look kind of like cool ass anime mechs and jets and stuff.
I was way down with that. Now, Cobra Commander, I have a question for you.
I have an answer for you.
What are your favorite Cobra vehicles? I mean, and I guess you could go G.I. Joe, but obviously that tech is trash. So let's just talk about Cobra vehicles. Do you have a favorite, maybe an overlooked one?
Honestly, I mean, I just really like the Rattler. Like, I know it's like saying your favorite Muppet is Gonzo, everybody says that.
Like, hey!
It's a nice, beautiful lines. It's classic, sort of 90-degree angles. The Warthog is the backbone of the Air Force in your world. So it just screams Cobra.
It is. It's a clean design. I'll say that. I had a Rattler when I was much younger. Probably still do if I check my parents' garage.
And of course, the Hiss tank will always have a special place in my heart. Just the silhouette of it, really.
You know what? Chan, Gina, do you have favorite Cobra vehicles?
Man, I can barely remember characters' names.
You know what? Fair enough, Chan.
Got a Cobra hydrofoil from, I want to say, was it Zodi's? When I was a little kid, we had one of those catalog places near my grandmother's house. And for Christmas, like, I circled it and like I actually got the thing. My mom wouldn't let me have G.I. Joe's, but my grandmother didn't give a shit. So I got to play with the Cobra hydrofoil, and it was...
It's beautiful, man.
I got two. Well, the Fang, I'll just put that out there. But my two favorite, the Trouble Bubble, is just one of the darn coolest designs of all time.
Saved my life in the beginning of that movie.
See, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Got flung right out of it. You were fine. And then the Night Landing Raft, which never... I actually rebought that. It's just a little raft. It's a little boat. But I don't know why it's the coolest god darn thing in the entire Cobra arsenal. I will not be taking questions at this time.
I want to go back and sort of give a supplemental answer.
Yes.
It often overlooked, because you were saying overlooked, the water moccasin.
Oh, it's a good one,
yeah.
Too.
Water moccasin is such a beautiful shade of teal. Mm. I mean... If you're down in the Everglades, you don't want something, you know, sealing in the flavor. The canopy's open at the top. It's beautiful in its simplicity.
And it comes with the very underrated Copperhead.
Copperhead, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, kind of a shirtless. Jerk. Shirtless kind with of a suspenders.
Jerk. Oh, shit. But, we're getting Copperhead tea right now.
Okay, is that what our season 9 logo is going to be? Just the three of us as Copperhead? Does that do it?
Honestly, I could see why he'd be an asshole with those nipples chafing all the time.
This is true.
Oh, he lives in the swamp. I mean, you're not going to be happy.
Yeah, he's
full head coverage and nothing else.
And you know he's getting mosquito bites left and right.
Oh, terrible. You know, he's going to go through $1 million in off spray just every year.
I don't even think the mosquitoes want to bite him. He's that much of a jerk. He still owes me money. My face is on the money that he owes me.
That's not a surprise at all. This takes us to kind of leading into our big battle here. The pre-battle to the main battle, if you will. And it's an air versus sea battle. The G.I. Joe Sea Titan is going to the North Pole and, you know, can only get so far. Because, you know, ice. But all the fire, Destro's fire bats are attacking it. And it was honestly a pretty cool battle. There were too many fire bats and they shoot them with missiles. The Sea Titan's taking damage. Cobra Commander is just like, they're not taking him down fast enough. So they come up with the idea to kamikaze all the fire bats into the Sea Titan and sink it. And it kind of works.
Yeah, this is honestly a good plan. Like, I was like, oh, this is what they should have been doing from the get-go, leaving it all on the table.
Well, I mean, except that it doesn't work.
Yeah, but they think it works for a second, and it is a good plan.
The bones were there for a plan.
That's right.
Exactly.
It would have worked.
That's right. And nominally, it did work because they thought it worked.
Right.
Again, Farm Boy from Tatooine turns off his targeting computer. Y'all cheer.
Yeah, they're terrible. And you know,
Same thing.
Here come Lieutenant Stone and the reinforcement team, and they show up late. They're coming from the South Pole. Obviously, if they're late, and they see the Sea Titan sink. It's sunk. It gets lost on radar. I'm just like, oh my gosh, what a choice for the finale to kill half the Joe team. You know you're not coming back from that.
Lieutenant Stone is very cocky. I bet he has a lot of sex.
Oh, that guy, you know, he's the number one. He's the number one Bone King on the G.I. Joe squad. I'll say that.
Once Firefly left.
Once Firefly left.
They're talking about boning each other. I know. It's about to be a kid's show. All right. Now we keep going.
Yeah, we're not.
So, please talk more about boning cartoon characters.
Well, Cobra Commander, obviously you've heard the show before, because that's pretty much all we do here.
We're here for the subtext, is the thing.
Yeah. And the reinforcement team starting Lieutenant Stone basically becomes the Avengers. We have to avenge our fallen comrades.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on board. It's pretty cool.
They could have really ended this show with every single person dead. And then worried about how they would bring them back to life in the next iteration.
That's a good point.
I mean, this felt like they thought there was a third season coming.
It does.
I feel
like. You remember season 2 of Sigma 6 got canceled like 7 episodes into it.
Listen, you're always hoping until the very last second that the show you're working on is not going to get canceled. So speaking,
well, that's a good
speaking
point.
From personal experience, it always gets canceled.
I mean, that's a fair point. Yeah, this show actually, I believe, unless I'm mistaken here, this is the show that did get canceled early into season 2. They ended up doing like a, isn't this right? They did like a recap episode and then just came back with all these other ones in syndication.
Oh, because they were burning them off or what?
Yeah, they ended up, the series, according to Wikipedia, the series was poorly received and did not finish airing its 26 episodes in the United States. It did finish its run in Canada.
Oh, Canada.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. I mean, I think it was made in Canada, but yeah, I forget exactly. And we talked about this in the moment on the show because we did find all this stuff out.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it got canceled like partway through season 2. And then we got really scared because they came back with the first episode after they were quote unquote canceled was a clips show. And I was worried we were going to have 15 clips shows to end season 2. They ended up doing more new material, which is good. So, Cobra Commander, you might not have won the war against G.I. Joe here in Sigma 6, but you did get G.I. Joe canceled. I think that's worth something in its own regard.
Look, again, it's a documentary. Someone took some royalties with it. Liberties, I suppose we should say. Though liberty is something that we do want to give to everyone. And if it was entertaining, then it was a success.
That is fair.
And it was entertaining. For what it is, people enjoyed it. They bought toys. Children sat in front of the television holding their toys like kids in the 60s with cowboy hats. And that's what really matters, isn't it?
The no.
Children.
Fuck them kids.
I have a kid.
What show did
can I agree with you, Gina?
Thank you. I knew you'd get there eventually, Chan.
Y'all, I feel like a stranger on the show. I like my kid. Generally speaking. Sorry.
Zaymot has advised me that perhaps I should not partake in any of these conversations.
You know what? I'm just going to keep the show moving because Snake Eyes' Sigma Soup is melting the ice that he's in. It didn't melt it the entire way from the South Pole to here, but now that we're stopped and it's an appropriate time, his Sigma suit is melting the ice. At which point, somebody on the show turns and says, wow, that's what I call a ninja. And I just thought to myself, is it?
Oh, because he's wearing a suit that can melt ice?
That's what I call a ninja, Gina. To my understanding of what a ninja is.
Now that's what I call a ninja.
Yeah, that's Firefly.
Firefly says it.
Well, Ray, are you a ninja? No. Do you have a suit that could melt ice? No. So this checks out.
You know what? Now that I think about it, Tunnel Rat has a suit that can melt ice as a Sigma suit.
Ugh.
He is called a ninja. Maybe this theory holds up.
I am bummed because they've gotten a lot of mileage out of Storm Shadow and Snake Eyes in this series. A lot of like actually genuinely entertaining fights, and it is a shame that we didn't get more of that.
It did seem like they were building up to it. They like you know, just every moment of like, oh, you mean he's a traitor? I was like, oh, he's gonna defrost and then they're gonna go at it, but he just sort of defrosts and they never go at it.
Well, they do, but it's like tink,
for
tink,
like
tink,
a second.
And then come back one real quick, tink tink, and then that's it.
Yeah, it's just it's disappointing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's launch into the main battle because we have no less than four individual fights happening at minimum in the final battle. That feels epic. That feels Avengers Endgame-esque.
Is there only one movie you've ever seen, Ray? Is that why you keep bringing it up?
Look, I watched it last weekend. I don't know what to tell you. It's
I knew
fresh
it.
In my mind.
I knew it.
Look, Gina, you know I only talk about the last five things I've seen.
That's how much information your brain can hold at once.
This episode is so much like Severance episode.
I was about to say, I can't believe that nobody's mentioned Severance yet.
Like ice, there's ice everywhere.
Oh, boy.
I people love are mean. Show.
I can't,
it's a great show.
I can't mention it because I've seen the finale and I'm worried I'll slip.
Ooh. You've seen the finale already?
I get press screeners for work.
Please. The one thing I'm invested in right now.
I can't spoil it. I won't spoil it.
Gina, if you just want to accidentally leave one in my mailbox here, wouldn't hate it for it.
My mailbox, he does mean his butt.
I will take it any way I can get it at this point.
Okay, yeah. Good to know. Good to know.
Put that sweet, sweet severance right in me.
I mean,
would that be your severed floor? Oh, never mind. Tenacious.
I'm going to a severance event on Saturday. Did I tell you guys about this?
Man, remember when you were Chan? Remember when she invited us to that severance event on? Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, did I tell you guys about this? It's narrated by Quinta Brunson.
What?
It's got every actor. It's the finale screening event on Saturday at the DGA. It's got every actor, Ben Stiller, Dan Erickson, and then every actor this season moderated by Quinta Brunson.
To be fair, you did tell us about this. Chan doesn't remember.
Oh, because he hates women and he hates Quinta Brunson.
Wait, did you talk about it, the episode with the guest that I wasn't on?
No.
No. I think it was in the chat anyway.
Yeah, it was in the chat.
Look, Chan expressed all his thoughts about Quinta Brunson on the MRA show a couple of weeks ago. So don't worry about that. Listen, here we go. I'm going to just launch into it, and then I'm going to throw it back to the floor. Cobra Base is ahead of the reinforcement team, and Bats are behind them, so they got to push forward. Terror Drome's defenses immediately shoot down all the G.I. Joe airships, so the Fire Bat strategy works. Destro's automated defenses work. This is happening for Cobra right now. They sank the Sea Titan. All the Joes have to pile into, like, one car and drive it across the ice. But then something is shooting the Fire Bats. Oh, Lord, it's Stone Cold. Stone Cold. As the ice breaks and the Sea Titan crashes up through the ice and starts shooting down all the Fire Bats. And I just wrote here, this episode is moving. This might be the best episode of Sigma 6 we possibly could have. I like it. And whose turn is it to shine? Overkill. Overkill gets his moment to shine as he straps Cobra Commander into a giant wired machine, and he turns into a giant snake. Oh my God, it's big. it's bad, and it's snaky. Three things I would say, and this show would say about the giant snake. But it's not just a snake, Chan. It's a snake tornado made of weather. Cobra Commander, what is happening here?
It's a snake tornado made of weather. I feel like it's pretty obvious.
I mean, that's a fair point.
It's not what it says on the tin. It's a snake tornado. So, you can't really increase any of the terror there. It's a tornado made of snakes.
Now, what does it feel like to be wired into a weather tornado snake? Because there were cables like all up in your body.
But again. Documentary. The real story is I went in for an alignment after riding in the Rolling Thunder for quite some time.
Okay.
And he knocks the heck out of you. And once we escaped, there was the chiropractor involved in the wire machine.
Do you have a Cobra Commander?
More interesting that way.
I bet Cobra Commander has a doctor for everything.
Oh, there's got to be a Chiro Viper.
We are very varied in our expertise.
Yeah, I mean, with
Dr. Mindbender, there's also a Dr. Spinebender.
Oh, my God.
I like it.
Hey. I will say my favorite thing about this episode, because, like, obviously they telegraph that, you know, like the ship isn't actually destroyed. You know,
I thought it was gone, Chan.
All of the readouts that came up didn't be like unit eliminated, defeated, terminated. Dead. It's all like unit lost, unit missing. It was all real soft. And then when they show back up again, this doesn't happen in every G.I. Joe series, doesn't even happen all the time in Sigma Six, but it shows back up again, and Cobra Commander's like, yeah, I knew that. Like, he wasn't like, what? I can't believe that. Oh my God.
Fair.
He's like, yeah, I was ready for this. And when, like, the higher ups of Cobra demonstrate competence, that makes me happy. That's all.
He knew that they would never, he knew that the TV execs would never let them kill an entire ship full of people.
I was rooting for it. So then we just get a lot of fighting. See, Storm Shadow has to fight Snake Eyes, who unfreezes and immediately launches into battle. That was so B.A. Baracus of him. He's literally still got ice like on his legs, and he's just doing spin kicks. And
B.S. Baracus.
I loved it. I loved it. And then Firefly talks him out of it. Firefly talks Storm Shadow out of fighting him. Okay, we cut to Duke, who has got a jetpack on and like a giant weapon, and he's trying to fight the giant snake 1v1.
Yeah, that's his mech suit from, I think it was like...
Oh, it is his mech suit, okay.
Yeah.
That's the debut episode mech suit. Yeah, you're right.
We haven't seen him wear it in a while.
Not a long time. I totally forgot that was even a thing, even though it's in the intro music.
I kind of thought he was going to end up in a coma in this. I was like, is he going to get bonked on the noggin and then... They can't kill him because they already are killing Optimus Prime. Is that what's going to happen here?
But when he was fighting that giant tornado snake 1v1, I was like, I don't know. I think coma's on the table.
Yeah, I thought he was going to end up. I thought it was going to be like, well, we succeeded. Unfortunately, Duke's in a coma again.
cutting back to the ninja fights, and they Kamakura and Jinx say, Snake Eyes, you got to stop fighting Storm Shadow so you can get to the core and stop Cobra Commander. And in my brain, it's like, he's already fighting Storm Shadow and you know he's up to the task. Kamakura, why don't you go to the core and stop Cobra Commander? You're the one who's free right now.
That's a management level job.
Okay. You know what? Yeah. The Karen is at the host stand. You don't send the help.
When has Kamakura successfully completed any mission?
I want to give him credit for something, Chan. I want to. I can't. Now, undeniably, the most BA thing that happens in this entire episode, thanks to Cobra Commander, is the giant tornado snake stops fighting Duke, who moves on, and starts attacking the Sea Titan and bites like a chunk out of the top of the Sea Titan. What a move! He bites it!
That's what Snakies do.
I didn't have that on my bingo card. I didn't get bingo in this episode. Cobra Commander, what's the thought process on biting a nuclear submarine?
I want to see you hang yourself, Ray. I want to see how long you're going to keep vamping.
Vamp? Oh, that's another vehicle that's wonderful for the vamp.
Oh, the Cobra Vamp, yeah.
Absolutely. She intended that, of course.
I like that you're saying so vamping like I'm not trying to collect my thoughts. Oh, sorry,
you're
Cobra Commander.
Why
go ahead.
The snake, the thing that has the giant gaping maw with jagged teeth, it decides to bite. I mean, it's a snake. It's a tornado snake. Like, why else would you make a snake tornado? He's going to bite something.
Do a song and dance with a...
Do your taxes, maybe.
You know what? That's a great answer. I have nothing else to say about it. We cut back there. Here we go. Everyone is fighting. Lieutenant Stone and Firefly. This has been the grudge match of season one and two of Sigma Six. They both run out of ammo at the same time and start fighting hand to hand. And there's multiple fights right now. We get that fight going on. We get Snake Eyes versus Cobra Commander in the chamber. We get the giant snake versus the Sea Titan and Kamakura versus Storm Shadow. All happening simultaneously. Across the board, Cobra wins because Firefly beats Stone. Storm Shadow beats Kamakura. Let's face it, that giant snake is crushing that Sea Titan. The only one, unfortunately, the only loss is Snake Eyes cuts out, I believe, Cobra Commander from the giant snake and, you know, and brings him to heal. And that's when Duke shows up to take all the credits.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And not slip into a coma, shockingly.
No. Gives him a left cross, like busts the helmet on Cobra Commander's head.
Oh, it's great.
Just wearing the hood after that.
And the hood, it was a choice. Because Cobra Commander this entire series has worn like a blue or a dark gray hood. But in this last scene, his hood is jet white.
Is jet white a thing?
I meant to say something else, Chan. Just let it go.
Two things. Because it is absolutely not. I believe it's you can kind of see green skin. Which I think is the first time.
Interesting.
We've seen that in this series.
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
The choice to wear a white hood.
Well, he knows he's going to prison and it's the only way he'll survive.
You know what? Okay.
10-foot python.
That is
not going to touch it.
That is not a white hood.
So this green skin, they did go with Cobra Law, I suppose.
I think Ray and Jan can't tell colors.
Wait a minute. I'm just gonna screen grab this and send it to us. I know this is a visual medium, these podcasts, but you're not gonna sit here and tell me what that doesn't look like.
That is not white.
Eggshell.
I honestly don't know which one of you is fucking with me right now.
It's a gray green at best.
Green.
What are you? Oh, Chan.
You know, I agree with Chan.
Oh, yeah,
I bet you do,
God.
Cobra Commander.
I mean, it's there's lighting that, I mean, the wall is probably not lavender either.
This is the blue dress, gold dress thing.
Oh, and exactly. I'm on Ray's side? Oh, no. Oh,
that's how
no.
I know I'm right.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. You think it's a white hood, Gina?
It looks white to me. What are y'all
it
talking
looks
about?
White. Yes.
Wild.
This picture will go up on our Patreon. Wild. You may decide for yourselves, people.
This is what's going to finally tear the country apart. The very healthy, united country that we live in currently. This is what's going to tear it apart.
No, the problem is, if this conversation came up in the country right now, 100% of us would agree that it's white, a white hood, but half of us wouldn't have a problem with
it. Oh, look, shit.
It's not pointy, so there's that.
It's not pointy. No, thank the Lord for that. Anyway, here we go.
Why am I here?
Cobra Commander has a snake zapping cane. He uses it to absolutely zap the crap out of everybody, blowing up the weather device to blow up the base, but allow himself time to escape. Very smart.
And we thank could you for use... not calling it a Dominator. I appreciate it.
It's a weather machine, officially.
Yes.
Well, I know what it is in my heart. Yeah.
Brothers always then, got a trap door. Appreciate that.
And we have a chance at some really dramatic stuff is because, you know, all the frozen leaders are still in there. The base blows up. We just cut to the Joe team is fine. I think all those world leaders are dead.
No. What? Because that's exactly what I thought. And then just a couple seconds after that, they're all standing in the snow clapping.
Yeah, and shaking each other's hands smugly.
Oh my gosh, I turned my head to write notes down, and that's, yes, you're absolutely right, looking at it now.
You assume they all
died? How
did
they get them out? That base blew up in about three seconds.
Well, the base blew up, it melted the ice that they were encased in, and then they crawled their way out in their business suits.
They jumped out and immediately started sword fighting Storm Shadow.
That's right.
Is that the thing you can do after you've been frozen for days?
Yeah. And Cobra's defeated. They arrest all the Cobras.
Yep.
Cut to arresting all the Cobras.
Not Cobra Commander. Cobras.
But yeah, not Cobra Commander.
Yeah.
They specifically say that what bunch of them weren't caught.
No. Cobra Commander is the only one who got away.
Well, said we've got most of Cobra's leaderships and troops in lockdown.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, if they were going for a season three, I mean, I still think at this point they knew that they weren't.
It would have been the prison break season where Cobra Commander has to break them all out of prison.
Mm-hmm. What if they did a season, and Cobra Commander, back me up here, a season of prison of G.I. Joe, but it's the style of Prison Break, with all the Cobras in prison working on a giant scheme over the course of 24 episodes to break out.
Did you just repeat my idea?
Yes, because it was great.
Heat wave
I feel like
cold.
It would be more like Avengers Endgame.
Oh, it's so good!
Maybe Doctor Strange would use that little thing that he used in the Spider-Man movie and open up some kind of portal, and Destro comes in here, and the Lizard comes in there, and, I don't know, Willem Dafoe has a guest appearance somewhere.
I'd watch that. Mean,
Ray Ray.
He would make a great Cobra Commander.
Yes, he would.
Series.
He would. I think Willem Dafoe would make a fantastic Zartan, and I can't really explain why, but it works for me.
All right, picture it. Sicily, 1927. No, seriously, picture it. The entire cast is just Willem Dafoe.
Oh.
He plays Tunnel Rat. He plays Ricardo. He plays Gung-Ho, Firefly, Tomac, Zaymot, everybody.
I thought you were going to say that the cast of the Golden Girls plays all of Cobra, and that would be something else.
Oh, would I be Sophia?
No, you would be the Arthur. Unquestionably,
no, Sophia.
Arthur.
No, that's definitely
no, Estelle
Getty.
Sophia is Rue McClanahan Estelle Getty, Ray. Sophia is Estelle Getty.
Oh, yeah, I was agreeing. I just
Rue McClanahan. I'm a Sophia.
Yeah, you're definitely a Sophia.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think Destro is Rue McClanahan. That's what I think.
Oh. The Baroness is sultry in that way.
That's true.
Yeah, no, Rue McClanahan's definitely Baroness.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Then who would Betty White be? Rose Nylon. It's
Storm Shadow.
No, Storm it's Shadow. Definitely one of the Dreadnoughts.
Yeah, not quite a Zartan, but like bigger than
like a buzzer or something, constantly telling stories about back home.
I like this one. Interesting fact, Cobra La. Technically, we are Italian.
Ooh,
the ancient Etruscans were all reptiloids. Did you ever read about the sea people that would come in and sort of raid all along the Fertile Crescent and then disappear into the sea? Cobra La.
So you're saying that TV's Gina Ippolito is part Cobra La?
That is exactly what I'm saying.
Wow.
Would anyone really be surprised at this point?
It took us 10 seasons, but we got her, ladies and gentlemen. Nailed it.
Someone's getting a recruitment letter.
Sell you out like that.
I mean, listen, if people couldn't have figured that out before now, they haven't really been paying attention to this podcast for the last 10 years.
Listen, people, we got to stick together.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of Sigma 6. I see no reason to drag it out any further. We dragged it out long enough. Let me just say, what a journey so far. We have, I think we talked about it, G.I. Joe Resolute comes next.
And then...
Well, that's a good one.
And then G.I. Joe Renegade, not starring Lorenzo Lamas from Renegade.
Not starring, but before that, G.I. Joe, the first live-action movie as well. We're going to
do a
three-part episode about that as well, I believe.
Is that the one where I'm the kid from Third Rock from the Sun?
Yes!
You are Joe Golev.
I like that guy.
I love him
as an
actor.
What a wonderful singing voice.
Fantastic.
He's a delight. He's a delight.
He is so good. And he is working real hard in that movie. I'll say it.
He works hard in every movie. He's
also
stellar talent.
Just to bring it back to Doctor Who, I mean Destro.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's all about the nine.
Yeah.
There's no Arthur Burkhart, but you know.
And to bring it back to Hard Target, starring Jean-Claude Van Damme, Arnold Vosloo as Zartan. Love it.
No one's with me on this. The Mummy.
Best known for The Mummy, sure. I know him best for playing the second henchman opposite Lance Henriksen in the underrated masterpiece directed by John Woo from 1995, Hard Target, starring Wilford Brimley as a raging Cajun.
Excellent. I have a question for you, G.I. Joe aficionados.
Yes, absolutely.
If you will. Say, 1983 was when the first miniseries came out, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Using actors from then, cast G.I. Joe. Like, would you make Dan Aykroyd, Mindbender? What would you do?
Oh, this is good.
1983. Okay. It could be 84, so think about different people who are in Blazing Saddle. Well, the people who are popular at the time.
You could use
Van Damme. You could use Steven Seagal.
Okay, I'm going Michelle Pfeiffer as Scarlet.
As Scarlet, that's good.
Excellent.
Scarlet, okay.
As Lieutenant Hawk, Colonel Commander Hawk, I'm going Michael Douglas.
Okay. Ooh. I'm doing Sigourney Weaver as Cover Girl.
Okay.
Cover Girl would not make it into that movie.
Come on. There's only three women on the Joe's side, Chan.
Yeah, writing the movie. You can do whatever you want.
Oh, wait. No. I'm casting Gina Davis as Cover Girl.
That's pretty good. Okay. But not as Scarlet, though.
Baroness.
Not as Scarlet. Hmm. I'm doing, I said Scarlet is going to be Michelle Pfeiffer.
That's fair. Chan, you got any here?
Lee Majors is Blood.
Ooh, that's good. I'm going a little off the wall with this one. He was big in the movie Airplane. He had a good acting career built up at this point. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as Destro.
I love him.
Interesting.
I'm doing Michael Keaton as Shipwreck.
Oh, I like that a lot.
It's weird that you didn't go with Nicholson, but hey.
No, I feel like I'm winning this game.
They find each other in a movie a few years later.
And since we're going there, Lieutenant Falcon, Tom Cruise.
Yes, yes.
Feeling that?
Yeah.
But who do we got Arnold as? Arnold's got to be somebody in there.
No.
We cast Arnold as
Cobra Commander because I want to. I want to.
Pull a Mr. Freeze. Listen to me now and hear me later.
We could sell this. I think we could sell this.
You know, the problem is the only way to make this happen is AI. So I'm already.
All these people are still mostly alive.
AI is more of a Joe thing. Cobra believes in artists' rights.
I mean, I love this. I love this. I love this exercise. We could do it with actors from the 2010s, but I don't know any. Be like Jake Gyllenhaal, I guess.
Is this from the one movie that you've seen in the past week?
I also saw
you watched Donnie Darko.
Gyllenhaal,
oh, okay.
Like a week ago.
I figured.
Look, that's all we do in my house is watch MCU movies on looped. Gina, I don't know what to tell
you. Have you shown your kids Donnie Darko yet?
No, but I'm making a note to. Chan's probably going to beat me to it, though.
I bet Chan's kid's already seen every movie that he shouldn't have seen, probably.
Chan's kid was up late tonight because he was watching Eraserhead. Chan?
Come as baby Lucifer.
But if you haven't seen the Amazing Digital out. Circus. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Monty Python, the joke that kills. The Eraserhead
scream. Oh, my God. I mean, look, you have a chance to make an Eraserhead ref. You got to do it. Anyway, that is Sigma 6. That is the end. That's the right. Well, not quite yet, but it's almost the end. Until we get a logo made, it's not the end. But it's the end of season 8 of Knowing is Half the Podcast, basically. We'll change the logo at some point.
If you've got suggestions for our logo, write in.
You know what? Yeah, do it. We're going to be paying an artist to draw up a new logo for season 9. If you have any suggestions, I suggested us riding Cobra vehicles, but obviously we could do better than that. Is there a G.I. Joe theme? Yes, please.
Snake Tornado.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Oh, shit. The Knowing Us Half the Podcast crew in the center of a snake tornado.
I feel like we just need like a picture file of a snake tornado to go back and input into the season 8 logo.
You know what? I take it back. I do. That idea, it bites. Oh. Because what I said before about the snake and it biting.
Now I see why his plans have not succeeded.
Oh, no.
Tyson, anyway, yeah. Why are you betraying me?
Thank you. So let us know if you have any, even like conceptual designs, we're interested because we've taken, after a couple of seasons ago, we've taken these decisions out of Chan's hands.
I still think I'd make great decisions.
I think Chan's got a good record.
I think Chan's ideas are ahead of their time.
Oh, damn.
They are a lot. I will give you that.
Yeah. I mean, it's not Robotnik Stooges ahead of its time, but, you know, it's ahead of its time.
Damn.
Anyway, Cobra Commander, thank you so much for joining us here today. You know, I understand the new Cold Slither album's coming out soon. How about that?
Yes, acquired a record company. It's any day now.
Oh, I'm a day. I don't care sweet, how broke I am. Find that.
I must say, it's been a pleasure being. I must say, you're a bit more blue than I anticipated, and I wear exclusively blue.
But, that's fair.
That's on me.
You all have kind hearts, and
I was worried.
Always
Gina,
a place for you in Cobra.
Thank you. I was worried Gina would class it up for today. Good to see she's still in form.
I am what I am.
And I believe you're listed as Butts on the screen here, so.
That is correct.
That's true.
That should have been the first inkling. we weren't at the Terradrome anymore.
I'm the highbrow one of the group.
But it's been my pleasure.
Well, thank you very much, Cobra Commander. So until next week, I don't know. I think we're, Chan, what was the new theme we're doing for next week?
I got a whole bunch of cartoons based on movies that almost certainly should not have been made into cartoons. Many of which were R-rated or at least PG-13. There were like a couple, like there is a Back to the Future one that's about as family friendly as it gets. Then it just veers off wildly. So
fair enough. Like this is in the vein of like the RoboCop or the Rambo cartoons.
Yep.
Oh, we've done some of these before.
We have, but these are all new ones, if I understand
this correctly. The animated 9.5 weeks.
Ooh, Toxic Two Crusaders was a wonderful show, but
it was
weird to trace that back, kids.
I it's wild that they did an animated version of Kramer versus Kramer, but here we go.
Look, I'm looking forward to the substance.
The substance.
So I mean, yeah, because they did a Toxic Avengers and
shot in my hometown.
Basically, I can tell.
Booton, New Jersey. Booton, New Jersey. Toxic Avenger.
From what you've shown us of the people that live in that town, it seems about right.
It makes me understand why you moved to Booton Township so you could spit on them from the top of your mountain.
My ivory spit tower.
Not doing better than that.
Wherever Cobra strikes, wherever they attack, G.I. Joe will fight. There's no turning back.
Yo, Joe!
Be a hero!
G.I. Joe will turn the tide!
Be a hero!
Sigma 6 is on your side!
Be a hero!
Be the best of the best!
Whenever there's a mission, G.I. Joe is there.
Sigma 6!
Do you ever find yourself thinking about who would win in a fight between Goku and Superman? Hi, I'm James Gavsy, and on the Who Would Win show, me and my co-host Ray ignore anything important happening in the outside world and debate fictional battles between characters from comics, movies, and video games.
We got a new show every week, and almost always am I the winner.
Yeah, not true, Ray.
In the past, we've discussed such matches as Captain America versus Darth Vader, Solid Snake versus the Iron Giant, classic matchups like RoboCop versus Terminator, and even the Muppets versus Sesame Street.
That one was crazy. So if you're a fan of geek culture and love a spirited debate, check out the Who Would Win show wherever you get your podcasts, or check us out at whowouldwinshow.com.